Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody ever asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today, I'm going to be talking about Google sharing my phone number. As usual, there's a blog post to accompany this episode today. You can find it at danq.link/WTF Google. That's danq.link/WTF Google. Google shared my phone number. Earlier this month, I received a phone call from a user of Three Rings, the volunteer and rotor management software system I founded way back in 2002. Gosh, we're very nearly at the point where the Three Rings system is older than the youngest volunteer on the Three Rings team. Speaking of which, we're seeking volunteers to help expand our support team. If you've got experience of using Three Rings and an hour or two a week to help make volunteering easier for hundreds of thousands of people around the world, you should look us up. But anyway, I got this phone call, and we don't strictly offer telephone-based tech support. Our distributed team of volunteers doesn't keep any particular core hours when we'd be definitely available, so we can't say who's around at any given time, but we answer email and web-based queries pretty promptly at any hour of the day or week or in the middle of the night on Christmas Day. But I've called back enough users over the years to do demonstrations and things that it's pretty much inevitable that a few people probably have my personal mobile number saved. And because I've been applying for a couple of interesting looking new jobs at the moment, I'm in the habit of answering my phone even if it's a number I don't recognise. And after the first three or so such calls this month, I was starting to wonder what had changed. Had Three Rings accidentally published my phone number somewhere? So when the fourth call came through today, which it actually began with an confusing exchange because I didn't recognise the name of the caller's charity and he didn't get my name right, so I figured it was probably a wrong number and it took us a while to work it out. But when this fourth tech support call came through, I had to ask him, "Where did you find this phone number?" And he said, "When I Google Three Rings login, it's right there." So I gave it a go. Now, I don't use Google Search as my primary search. And seriously, if you're still using Google Search as your primary search engine, it's past time that you shopped around. There's great alternatives that do a better job on your choice of one or more of the metrics that might matter to you. Better privacy, fewer ads, or more relevant ads, if that's your poison. Less AI slop, or whatever. Anyway, so I did a Google search. I searched for Three Rings and spotted that the sidebar. The sidebar on Google search shows extra relevant information. And in this case, it picked out that there was a company called Three Rings CIC. And right there, it had my phone number and a convenient call button you could click and call me. I'll stress again, this was my personal mobile number and not to do with Three Rings as a voluntary organisation. I'd provided my phone number to Google a few years ago as part of an identity verification process in order to be able to manage our Google business profile for Three Rings CIC, but I never consented to it being shared publicly. And indeed, it wasn't shared publicly until, seemingly at random, they started doing so some weeks ago. So I was concerned by that change, and I logged into our Google business profile to see if I could edit it back. And sure enough, I was able, under contact information, to delete the phone number and save. But before I did, I noticed an extra message there that said, "Your phone number was updated by Google." So Google updated it for me? They decided to just randomly publish my personal phone number on the business profile that pops up in Google search results of a non-profit that I founded? Apparently. So I deleted my phone number, and in a few minutes it seemed to have stopped being served to random strangers on the internet. Unfortunately, deleting the phone number also made that message that said your phone number was updated by Google disappear, which was a bit of a shame because it had a Learn More link on it that I would have loved to have clicked. If anyone knows what you see when you click that Learn More link, I'd love to know. Last month, High Street Bank Halifax posted the details of a credit agreement I have with them to two people who aren't me. twice in 2 months, that is, that I've had strange information sharing issues. Did I accidentally click the wrong button on a pop-up and now I've consented to all of my personal information being leaked everywhere? Don't you hate it when you click the wrong button on something that says, "We and our partners work very hard to keep your data safe and secure and to operate within the limitations of the law, but it's really hard, so can you give us a break and make it easier by consenting for us to not have to do that and to be able to share your personal information with any organisation you like, and can you just let every company do that? Just click I agree, please." I have such feelings of rage towards Google at the moment, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they say when I ask them how this incident happened. But for now, this episode was based on a blog post which has more information and screenshots of the mistake. You can find it at danq.link/WTFGoogle. If you've enjoyed today's episode, leave a comment there or email me on podcast@danq.me. And as always, Dan Q for listening. Dan Q very much.